rounds of the rough streets and back alleys of Columbia, giving away his own pay. He does not discriminate. He gives it to anybody. Mrs. Dorothy Barksdale told us John's blinder than we are. He can't see black.
Good to see you. Okay.
The cap he wears says, "I love to tell the story," but he really doesn't stop to tell any stories. He's too busy giving away everything he has. Somebody told me one time you just took your socks off and gave them away to somebody.
I gave it to a man on the street who had no socks. I went outside and met a one-legged man. He was crossing the street to get his meal on a day like today. And he says, "John," said, "if you ever run across a raincoat can fit me, I'd love to have it. I get wet coming over here to get my meals every day." I pulled on my coat and handed it to him, and the two fellas with me from my church, he says, "Come on, let's go get in the truck. If we stay here much longer, you're going to give your pants away, and we don't..."
I want a cabbage patch doll.
Cabbage patch doll.
He gave away his only television set. He gave away his watch. He's had three cars in the last 10 years, gave them all away.
I'm going to whisper to Santa Claus, just like you whispered to me.
His boss at Love Chevrolet lets him use the company truck for his good works, but must harbor the secret fear that someday John's going to give away the truck.
I've always been in a situation where if I had $5, in 2 or 3 hours, I'd meet somebody that needed it worse.
Other people, hearing about John Fling, give him some of their money to give away.